You're listening to Bulls Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Right. 15
minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And we've got you until 6 o'clock tonight. Buckeye Roundtable takes over when we wrap up. And then later on this evening, the Cleveland Indians out on the West Coast. So hopefully you had your afternoon cup of joe and you can stay awake for that one tonight. 9:35, our coverage begins with Indians warm-up. It's the Tribe and the LA Angels, and they'll get after it just after 10 o'clock tonight. We have our next guest here in studio, Susie Pisker, with the American Cancer Society, joining us here in studio. And coming up on September 21st, that's a week from this Saturday, it's the Relay for Life event in Lorain County. Susie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by in studio. Let's get into the basic details of the event. It's going to take place at Springer Stadium in Avon, home of the Lake Erie Crushers. It takes place a week from this Saturday, September 21st. What all's happening at the Relay for Life event?
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. The first thing that we're going to actually start with that morning is we're going to have a car show. So any car enthusiast that would like to come out and bring their hot rod and go ahead and register for $10, we're going to have some great prizes for that. That starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 1 p.m. And even if you don't have a hot rod and you just have something really cool that you want to show off, please bring it out. Hopefully we'll have great weather, so bring out the Harleys, the motorcycles, maybe some trucks, whatever you got. Come and check us out for sure. The event does kick off at 11 a.m., and we are going to start with the Survivor Victory Lap. And what we do is we honor our survivors that are there with us that morning and let them take that walk around the track as a hooray, we made it kind of a thing. So, and then a couple other things we have going on. Thanks to Liberty Ford out of Vermilion, they are doing something that is called Drive to Give. And for every test drive that you give us in one of their Lincolns, they're going to give us $20. So they're going to have six Lincolns come there, take a ride, and then just sit down on an iPad and tell us your experience about it. So, I mean, that's easy peasy right there for you to come in and do that. And then we have a kids' fest that's going to be on from 12 until 3. It is $5 per kid. It's 12 and under, and we have bounce houses. We have an awesome balloon guy. We're going to have a petting zoo. We're going to have Home Depot put together some kids' projects and things for them. Just kind of just a fun day for them. Oh, and don't forget the Easter egg hunt. I forgot about that. Tons and tons and tons and tons of Easter eggs are going to be out on the field, which will be fun to do. And then last but not least, for the adults, at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Disco Inferno. And they're going to play till 6 o'clock until we finish the event off.
Holy cow. Easier question might have been what's not happening.
I know. That's what I said. Weird. A ton of stuff happening. So, but you could definitely find everything on our website at relayforlife.org/Lorain County. It's all out there, so you can take a look if you want more details about any of the different things we have going on.
Very cool. Now, you guys have had other events kind of in conjunction with the Relay for Life events as well here in Lorain County. I know that it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you guys had the Survivors Dinner.
We did.
Tell us about the Survivors Dinner.
Yeah, so typically the way that it works is we start the Survivor lunch at our Relay for Life, but we wanted to try something a little bit different. Relay used to be in July. And it would be inside, no air conditioning, survivors very, very warm in those conditions. And not only that, but we wanted to give our committee and our volunteers an opportunity to be a part of the dinner, not necessarily eat, but like be there and just kind of get to know the survivors. So New Russia Township has a place called The Lodge out there in Oberlin, and they were able to donate the space for us, and we brought in our survivors and had a wonderful dinner that was donated by Lorenzo's and Giant Eagle and quite a few other places for us. And the survivors loved it. We were out of the weather. It was nice and comfortable. They just enjoyed it, and we did everything like we typically do at a relay, but we did it at the dinner.
Nice. And you also had a luminaria ceremony as well.
We did, yeah. So in the evening, as it started to get a little bit darker, we had all of our bags out there. So a luminaria is a bag that on the outside of it says in honor of or in memory of someone. And we have their names put on it. And we kind of blocked off an area of the parking lot at the lodge, filled them with candles, and lit them all, and had some special like a ceremony, kind of remembering everybody and some silent laps and stuff. Really, really peaceful and quiet, especially in the facility that we were at. There was no traffic. Nobody was going by. It was just very peaceful. So we hope that the people that came out really had an opportunity to take the time to grieve, because the luminaria ceremony definitely is one of those purposes for that, is to get an opportunity to grieve anyone you may have lost. So,
is that something brought, the luminaria bags? Is that provided? How are those made, I guess,
yeah,
is my question.
It's a $10 donation for the bag. You could either buy them online, or we have some paperwork that you can fill out and send off to the Cleveland office through the American Cancer Society. And we have volunteers that actually take the time to write everyone's names. And a lot of people put, like, loving messages, whether it's I miss you or keep on fighting or whatever it is. And my volunteers and the committee put everything together and got all those bags out there, got all the sand in there, the candles, the whole nines. And it was very nice.
Seems very important. I mean, talking about survivors and all, too, yes, there's people who are battling with them and have that physical kind of remembrance in some cases.
Right, exactly. And even when the ceremony was over, what we try to do is, you know, we don't get rid of the bags. We let everybody kind of take their loved ones with them. You know, some people actually did, you know, draw some things on there at the luminaria ceremony. And I know there was one lady, she had her son's picture. She taped it on the outside, and she put some stuffed animals around the bag and stuff. He had passed away a couple years ago. So we made sure that, you know, she got all of her things back. But, it was good for her to see that and just kind of remember him.
Sure.
So,
Susie Pisker with the American Cancer Society joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about the Saturday, September 21st Relay for Life event. It's going on at Springer Stadium down in Avon, home of the Lake Erie Crushers. And it takes more than just a few helping hands to put an event like this together. And I know volunteers, you guys have plenty, but you're always looking for more. So what are you guys looking for in a volunteer for next Saturday's event?
So a couple things, actually. We are planning on hopefully having a very large 50-50 pot. We're going to start selling 50-50 tickets at 10 o'clock in the morning when the car show starts, up until when Disco Inferno says thank you and have a nice night, until the 6 p.m. hour. So we are taking shifts of 1 hour each. A couple people to either walk around the area or sit down at a table and just be able to sell the tickets. In addition to that, just need some help with Kids Fest, making sure that, the kids have their wristbands on and they're where they're supposed to be and they're the right age and all that fun stuff. So whoever is interested in helping out that day is more than welcome to contact me.
Let's also dive in here to the process behind Relay for Life. This is indeed a fundraiser for you guys. If you can, let's go over some of the details on the lives that this event really kind of affects and has affected over the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Relay for Life in Lorain County now, this is in its 23rd year. And the one thing with about American Cancer Society, the funds that we raise go to quite a few different things. And it goes to all types of cancers, so it's not one specific. And some of the things that I like to say, what we do to bring the money in, so we are able to do some of the following. So one of the things that we have in Cleveland is a facility that's called the Hope Lodge. And the Hope Lodge is a home away from home for cancer patients and their families. It's a place for them to stay while they're getting treatments while they're in Cleveland. You have to be so many miles away from home while you're in Cleveland to get the treatments to qualify, but you're able to just get referred by a social worker or someone from one of the hospital systems. And basically, instead of having to stay at a hotel and pay nightly, it's a free place for them to stay. And I love the fact that Relay for Life is what keeps those lights on for Hope Lodge. It's what gives them a home away from home. There are over 30 plus rooms there. They have their own kitchen area to go and cook like they would if they were at home. And then no matter what time of year it is, we try to make sure that we make it like home. You know, have Thanksgiving dinners, have potlucks where people come in groups and, you know, put a dinner together for them. You know, everything is set up during the holidays so that, you know, everything's decorated just like it would be if they were at home. So I love talking about that because it's literally in our backyard. And a lot of people don't realize that we have a place that cancer patients can go for free and stay with their families. And it's just phenomenal. And we could not do that if it wasn't for Relay and what the volunteers do as far as raising money.
One of the many reasons why next Saturday's event is just so incredibly important.
Absolutely.
Well, Susie, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering what they can do to get involved or just getting more information mm-hmm. on the Relay for Life event this week from this coming Saturday, how can they get a hold of you and where can they go to get some more information?
Yeah, so a couple different places. I do have a website, which is the relayforlife.org/Lorain County. And then we also have a Facebook page, which is just Relay for Life of Lorain County. Both have all my information all over it, so they're more than welcome to email me or call me, send me a message via the Facebook page, however they'd like, whatever is most convenient. If they do want to call me, they can call the 800 number. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week number. It's 800-ACS-2345.
You remembered that off the top of your head, too. I mean, you didn't have a cheat sheet or anything. That was very impressive. Well done. Well done. Well, Susie, thank you again for the time. We appreciate
you
stopping by in studio
so
to tell
much.
Us all about the event, and we hope that everybody's able to make it out on Saturday, September 21st. All right, let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back for the final 90 minutes of today's show after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with this date in Cleveland Indians history, and on this date, September the 9th, we're going to shoot 2 years at you today. 1938, Lou Boudreau made his major league